You don't need to open 20 cards. You just need a better strategy for how to earn points. I'm Julia from GeoBreeze Travel, and in today's video, we are going to go over the four main ways that people earn points and one of those buckets you will want to avoid entirely. The four buckets are high effort, low reward, which you want to avoid, low effort, low reward, where you can earn a few points fast, high effort, high reward, where you can earn a lot of points, but it might take a little bit more time, and low effort, high reward, which is the sweet spot where everything comes together. So let's jump in and talk about the kinds of points earning techniques that you want to avoid. Okay, the first way to earn points is the one that you want to avoid. This is the bucket that has all of the high effort, low rewards types of methods. So this could be where you are really fractioning your leverage because you are really squeezing that lemon and not a lot of juice is coming out. This is where you are physically running back and forth to different hotels and taking flights and all of that and just earning frequent flyer points the old-fashioned way. Or if you are doing this with credit cards, you are putting all of your expenses onto cards where you're usually just earning 1 point per dollar, and really you should be trying to get at least 2 points per dollar everywhere, but possibly as much as 5 points per dollar everywhere outside of sign-up bonuses. Which brings us to the easiest way to earn a lot of points quickly is with a credit card sign-up bonus. So for example, if you are earning 60,000 points after spending $4,000 in the first 3 months of opening a card, you are earning more than 10 points per dollar, which is fantastic. And if you are in the market for a new card, we do offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. We'll have that linked for you in the show notes. You'll be taken to a page that looks like this, where you just need to fill out a few questions about yourself, and we will email you with personalized recommendations based on your particular goals, budget, and lifestyle. Or if you already know what card you want to apply for and you would like to support this show by using our affiliate links, thank you so much. You can find all of our affiliate links listed on geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you apply through any of these links, we do make a commission off of that. However, while a lot of influencers are like, oh, the way you should just get more and more points is to apply for more and more cards, while I do really appreciate whenever anybody uses our links, at some point you will be limited in how many cards you can open, whether it's within a period of time because of rules like 5 over 24, or just maybe you don't want to open 20 different credit cards, and that totally makes sense. Or sometimes, if you're like, I need to earn enough points to fly a large family in business class, or we just travel a lot and need a lot more points, the sign-up bonuses aren't enough to sustain this, what do I do? That is when you might want to go for some of these other types of strategies that we're going to walk through in the rest of this video. If you already have some points, and you're more so wondering, how can you quickly find the best redemptions on the internet? We made you a free resource to help. In just a few weeks, I am hosting a completely free live webinar to walk you through how to use some different tools and techniques to find award travel sweet spots faster, so you can make the most out of your points without having to wait months to get a good redemption, and you don't have to open 20 cards. I host one of these free live trainings every few months, and they're not recorded. So if you miss it, you miss out. Register for free at geobreezetravel.com/webinar and tell your friends about it too, because it is going to be a whole event with giveaways and other fun bonuses, in addition to the main event, which is the educational session. And speaking of quick wins, this next bucket of points earning techniques includes a bunch of quick tips that you can implement right away. Okay, so this next bucket is the one where you will earn points fast, but you're going to earn small amounts of points. And this is actually a really good place to start if you're a beginner, because you're going to be able to get some of those quick wins, get some dopamine hits, and then move on to bigger and better things from there. Here are some examples. There is this app called the MyVegas app. It's fantastic for anybody who travels to Vegas every once in a while. It's a totally free app. You play free games, and you don't need to give it any gambling money or anything like that, but you will earn some different gold coins for playing the free slot machine games. And you can redeem those for very real prizes in Las Vegas, like free hotel room stays, buy one, get one entrees at dinner, buy one, get one free drinks, show tickets, things like that. Another example of something that is low effort, low reward is the Bilt Rent Day specials. So on the first of every month, you don't even need to get the Built card. You just need to have the free Built app. And you can play different fun games, earn a few hundred points here and there. It's pretty fun. And I think it's also just fun to do points quests where they do different trivia games. You can watch the rent-free game show where different celebrities will try to answer different questions and win free rent for other people. So just downloading the free Built app and exploring that, especially on the first of every month, is a really easy way to get a few points. Or you can link different programs that partner with each other. So for example, Marriott partners with Uber. So if you link your Marriott and Uber accounts, all you need to do is Google link Marriott and Uber, you'll be taken to this page. And then you just download the Uber app, link up with your Marriott account, and then every time you ride with Uber, you'll earn a few Marriott points. It's gonna be really small, but it's completely like passive points income. So once it's linked, you're good to go. Another quick way to earn a few points here and there is with shopping portals. So this would be whenever you're shopping for anything online, you can maybe earn some extra frequent flyer miles or credit card miles off of that, even in addition to what you're spending on the credit card. So for example, I would always start by going to Cashback Monitor and then searching for what store you want to shop at. So let's say that, for example, you want to buy something from Adidas. This will tell you which stores are offering the most cashback or most miles for Adidas, where you could go through Rakuten and earn 10% back today, or you can go to the American Airlines shopping portal and earn 5 miles per dollar. These will change every day, but this is just what they're offering on the day that I'm doing this search. But it's pretty easy to just search for whatever store you want to shop at on Cashback Monitor. Like, let's look at Lululemon. And then this will say you could earn 8% on USAA member shop or 10 miles per dollar on the American Advantage portal. Something to keep in mind though, with Cashback Monitor, a lot of these different sites, there might be a minimum amount you need to earn in cashback in order to cash out. And so sometimes I think it's better to have $50 in one cashback pot rather than $3 in 20 different pots. Like, if you don't want to use Rebates.me or Lemony or Max Rebates, don't worry about it. Just use your usual American Airlines portal, even if this were smaller. Or if you're like, I really like earning United miles, I would rather just earn my United miles instead of having a little bit with JetBlue, a little bit with American Airlines, a little bit with USAA member shop. That's something to juggle as well. One of my favorites is Rakuten, where you can often just install a Chrome browser as well, and it'll pop up whenever you are on a partnered store where it'll say, hey, do you want to earn 2% back or 5% back or something like that with Rakuten? And I love Rakuten points also because it is very easy to link up Rakuten with your American Express membership rewards account if you have a card like the Platinum or Gold or Amex Blue Business Plus or something like that. And instead of cashback, your Rakuten points will actually show up as Amex points, and they're worth at least twice as much that way. Dining portals are very similar to shopping portals, except instead of earning extra points when shopping, you would earn extra points when dining. So most airlines will have this. If you just Google your favorite airline and then the word shopping portal and then click on the first result and then log in, it'll show you what restaurants you can earn points with. You just have to link whatever credit card you are using for dining into the portal, and then you'll earn extra American Airlines or United or Delta or whatever type of points you want to earn that way. Again, it's completely passive, but the number of points that you're earning does tend to be pretty low, usually a couple hundred points here and there. And similar to that Marriott and Uber example, you can also link different programs, and this will help you to earn some points very easily, though small number of points usually. So for example, you could link your American Airlines account with Hyatt, and when you link your American Airlines account to Hyatt, you will earn Hyatt points every time you fly with American Airlines. You could earn American Airlines miles every time you're staying at Hyatt. So it's just an easy way to double dip between the different programs. You could do the same thing with linking your Lyft account to either Delta, Bilt, or Hilton. You can only pick one of those three, but if you wanted to earn extra Bilt points every time you're riding with Lyft, you can do that by linking your accounts. And a lot of these can just be Googled and activated online.
Are you enjoying these types of videos? If yes, please let me know. Click that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel for even more points and miles tips every week. Up next, let's talk about some of the more sustainable strategies if you want to have a steady stream of points forever without needing to constantly open credit cards. All right, so we've gone over high effort, low reward types of points earnings that you want to avoid. We've gone over low effort, low rewards points earnings strategies that are good just to get some quick wins, but they're not really going to sustain you. So the third bucket that we're covering is high effort, high reward. And this is where if you can get these set up, you are sitting pretty good to earn a lot of points, and it's probably the most sustainable of all the strategies. And this involves something like, if you can set up a profitable business or side gig with high cash flows, you will earn a lot of points by purchasing inventory. If you're running a restaurant, then just by purchasing supplies and food costs, or if you run a digital business and you are paying for ads so that more people discover your business, all of those can be different strategies in this high effort, high reward bucket. Also, from a redemption standpoint, if you're studying award routes and card features and keeping up with lots of different promotions, subscribing to this YouTube channel, then that can be a high effort, high reward thing as well as you practice what you're learning and really taking action to implement the different types of points tricks that we teach on this channel and on the Instagram and lots of other places. And for this bucket, I think the thing that you will most want to focus on is how to get reimbursable spend. For those of you who aren't familiar with this, reimbursable expenses are probably the dream of points and miles people. It's where you have a steady stream of expenses flowing through your credit cards that help you earn points, but those expenses don't necessarily impact your bank account to where just because you ran $10,000 through your credit card, you are responsible for paying $10,000. Somebody else will be paying for them. And so this can include things like getting reimbursed for work or volunteer expenses, putting business expenses like restaurant expenses on your credit cards. And then if you are a business, your business revenue will cover your business expenses, hopefully. And that's how business profit is made. The easiest example of reimbursable expenses is just when you're paying for stuff for other people and you're like, oh, can you just Venmo me back for that? So for example, if a whole bunch of you friends go out to dinner and then people are like, oh, we should put it on my credit card. We should put it on my credit card. Whoever's card it goes on earns all the points, and then their friends will pay them back via cash or Venmo or something like that. This is especially great if you're the only one in your family or friends group who is into points and miles, and a lot of people in your circle actually distrust credit cards. Then you can just say, oh, well, we'll just put it on mine. You don't have to worry about credit cards. Can you just give me a check or cash or Venmo me your portion, and I'll take care of it? And so that way, they don't have to mess with credit cards if they don't want to. You don't have to pressure them into this game, but you're gonna get all of the points anyway. And obviously only do this with people who you trust to pay you back. Another example is if you have a job or volunteer role where you can put expenses on your card and then submit an expense report, you can earn a lot of points this way. If you are a consultant or salesperson and you have a lot of work travel or meals with clients, then you can put those on your card and fill out an expense report. Obviously, this only works if you're not required to use a company card or something like that. If you are a volunteer on a PTA or a church committee or a party planning committee, and you can charge catering or venue rentals or decorations or other expenses to your card and then get reimbursed by filling in an expense report, that's a great way to earn points as well. If you are on a sports team or your kid is on a sports team and you can coordinate with the team to say, hey, are you guys okay if I just book everybody's hotel rooms or if I just put everything on my card for this team outing and then everybody pays me back your share, then that can take a lot of the administrative hassle off of other people while you're earning the points in exchange for kind of being the group organizer and taking care of everything. Probably the most common form of reimbursable expenses is for business owners, where hopefully, if you have a business, your revenues are at least enough to cover your expenses, hopefully to provide you with a decent living as well. And this can be for people who have some kind of store or restaurant where you're paying for inventory, you're paying for supplies, and then just the revenue that your business generates helps to cover those bills that you're putting on credit cards. If you are an online coach or creator and you're like, well, I don't have inventory and I don't really have any physical things that I need to pay for, how can I still earn points off of my business? I have really low expenses. If one day you get to the point where you are running ads, then this is the strategy that I use to earn a lot of my points these days. We're running ads on Facebook and Instagram, and then hopefully, we track this very
carefully, so it's not really hope, it's marketing. But we track all of our ad revenue and our ad metrics, make sure that they're performing up to our performance indicators that we've set. And then those ads will generate clients for us. Those clients pay us. Then we're able to pay off our bills. And that includes our marketing dollars spend. We're able to pay all of that off with the revenue that we get from clients. And when you have a business like this, even if it's Uber driving, eBay or Etsy stores, renting a room in your home on Airbnb, tutoring, dog sitting, gift card reselling, all of those qualify people for business credit cards, which is where the big points come into play. You get higher sign-up bonuses with those. There's oftentimes much more favorable bonus categories where you can get 4 or 5 points per dollar on different things. So all of that is great. Another popular strategy in the points world for people to earn more points that's reimbursable spend is through buying groups. And this is kind of like reselling on a larger level, where somebody who has a big warehouse of stuff that they're reselling, they can't just go into their local Best Buy and be like, give me all of your PlayStations, I'm gonna resell them on eBay. Best Buy would not allow that. So they outsource the shopping to other people, where it would work like somebody would say, hey, I will pay you to go procure a PlayStation for me and I'll reimburse you this much for it. So you get the credit card points for buying the PlayStation, then that person would reimburse you once you ship them the PlayStation. We have multiple entire masterclasses on this in the Patreon at patreon.com/geofreezetravel. But the thing with buying groups is that they've gotten a little bit more challenging in the last couple of years, where Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, the different places where people tend to source these things have been cracking down on shipping to known warehouse locations for resale. So it's gotten a little bit trickier, but there are different ways around it. Another phrase that you may have heard of in the world of points and miles is manufactured spending. And a lot of people think this is like the magical pill of how a lot of people earn their points. But if you are a beginner and just getting into points and miles, this is not the play for you. Delve into this until you have tried pretty much everything else. And for people who have done a lot of these other strategies in this slide deck, you can sign up for a free live training that we are not recording at geobreachtravel.com/webinar, where we talk through some other advanced strategies that I don't really put on the internet. Manufactured spending is not the crux of it. I don't really delve in this too much because there's so many different risks and horror stories that I've heard from people along the way. But whether you're advanced or a beginner, come join us at geobreachtravel.com/webinar, where we have a free live training to go over how to find award deals faster, the tools and techniques that I use for finding a lot of different great award deals for our clients, and how you can DIY. Our last walkthrough covers that sweet spot that everybody's been waiting for, which is low effort, high rewards methods for earning more points without opening more and more cards. And speaking of, if you're interested in leveling up your points and miles game and getting more free trips and upgrades, we do have a couple of options for you. The first one is the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, which you can join starting at $5 through patreon.com/geobreezetravel. Each month, we prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials for the routes that our members request. We also provide open forum group coaching sessions where you can ask any questions that you have about points, miles, credit cards, or anything else in the open forum group coaching session. And we also talk through some of the tricks that I'm not really supposed to mention on social media. And if you're looking to get even more free travel with points, and you're a business owner or individual who spends more than $100,000 per year on expenses, check out our one-on-one points portfolio management service. We typically save our clients $30,000 to $60,000 in travel in the first 6 to 12 months of working with our team. If that sounds like something that you would be interested in, book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to learn more. Okay. Let's talk about how to earn a lot of points fast. So we've gone over methods that are high effort, low reward. Stay away from those. We've gone over low effort, low reward, which are great for just some quick wins. We've gone over high effort, high reward, which are the more sustainable strategies, but might take a little bit more effort to get into. And so, of course, the sweet spot that everybody wants is, how can I get high reward with low effort? And so this involves leveraging different special offers and stacking opportunities and unlocking extra sign-up bonuses. But the thing with this bucket is that the promotions here tend to be limited availability or limited time, so they're not always constantly available, and when they are, you should jump on them. The first example of a low-effort, high-reward method is to optimize your spend. So if you're already spending money, you want to make sure you're getting as much out of those, even outside of sign-up bonuses. I really like this free app, Card Pointers, where it'll show you which of your cards that you already have is the best one for maximizing points on any given purchase category. If you're juggling some different cards and you're like, I don't remember what card to use, plan A, use whichever card you most recently opened so that you can get that sign-up bonus, and plan B, use whatever Card Pointers recommends. That's really the easy two-step plan there. Another one of these methods is to use gift cards in different ways. So let's say that you want to buy something from Sephora. You could just go to Sephora and then use whatever credit card you're usually using and earn 1 point per dollar. Or if you have a Chase Inc. Business Cash card, you're going to earn 5 points per dollar on internet, cable, phone, and office supply stores. So you could use your Chase Inc. Business Cash card to instead buy a Sephora gift card from Staples. And then you're going to earn 5 points per dollar with your Chase Inc. Business Cash card by buying that Sephora gift card. Then you just walk that gift card over to Sephora and do your shopping as usual. So with this, you just quintupled the amount of points that you earned without having to spend any additional money. You just have to make an extra stop on the way to Sephora. Here's another example. Let's say that you find a massage that you like on Groupon. You could just go to Groupon and spend whatever you're going to spend on the credit card you normally use, earn a point per dollar. Or you could buy a Groupon gift card through an app called Flues, where you would earn Flues cashback points and then credit card points. And then once you have your Groupon gift card from Flues, you would go to Rakuten.com and search for Groupon. So here, you would earn 2% back on Rakuten. You would get your Flues points, you would get your credit card points from purchasing the Flues gift card, and you still get that Groupon discount as well. So now you're able to stack earning points with multiple places for the exact same Groupon purchase. And the stacking can get kind of intense and a little bit complicated depending on how deep you want to go with this. One of my favorite stacks is the Rakuten LifeLock stack. So here, lucky day, it happens to be 95%. This is what you're looking for on Rakuten, is whenever this LifeLock by Norton is 95%. Then you're going to click through here. This will activate the 95% cash back. So you'll want to see this pop up. You'll probably want to screen record whenever you do this, or take a lot of screenshots to make sure that you're credited the 95% just in case Rakuten doesn't post it for whatever reason. But once you're here, you are going to click on family plans, even if you don't have a family. And then you'll click on get family protection. And then you want to get the most expensive plan possible. Because here, if you pay for this Ultimate Plus family plan annually, you're going to pay about $200 today. And oh, actually, you want the two adults plus five kids, like the really big family plan, even if you don't have a family that big, because you're going to pay about $491.88 today. And then you are going to get 95% cash back on that. So $491.88 times 95% is, Rakuten would give you $467.29 back in cash back. But you don't want to take that as cash back. You instead want to convert it into Amex points, which you can do if you have an Amex Platinum, Amex Business Platinum, Amex Gold, Amex Business Gold, Amex Blue Business Plus, Amex Green, anything that earns Amex membership rewards points. Just link that up to Rakuten. And then in your Rakuten settings, say that you want to be paid out in Amex membership rewards points, because instead of $467.29 cash back, you will earn 46,728 membership rewards points with Amex. And let's say that you're redeeming those at even 2 cents per point. That's like $934 of redemptions that you get with Amex just for doing this one Rakuten deal. So in short, you've paid a little bit under $500 for LifeLock security, which you should probably do anyway if you're opening a lot of accounts, is having some kind of identity theft protection. And then you can earn Amex points off of that and redeem it for about $934 worth of flights or hotels. And you can probably redeem it for a lot more than that if you're following the different tutorials on this channel. And there's a lot more bonus offers that you can take advantage of as well. So if you haven't already heard of this site, go to chase.com/mybonus, because in addition to the Chase Freedom Flex card, which earns 5 points on rotating categories every quarter, you can also check your other Chase co-branded cards like Hyatt, IHG, Southwest, United, on chase.com/mybonus, and maybe it'll unlock some additional offers for you, like getting 5x or 10x on gas, groceries, Amazon, lots of things have happened in the past. And I would check that every couple months or so to see if any new hidden bonuses are unlocked for your card. Another lower effort, higher reward type of thing that you can do is churn your cards and get signup bonuses over and over again. And so this might seem like a weird time to talk about closing a card, but hear me out. If there's no annual fee on your cards, I would just hold on to the card. It's good for your credit score to keep the credit lines open. You can put it in a sock drawer. You can put small expense on it every few months so that the card doesn't get closed down due to inactivity. If there is an annual fee on the card, just keep the card if the annual fee justifies the annual benefits. Otherwise, if you're like, the annual fee isn't worth it, you could try asking for a retention offer, which we'll go over on the next page, or you can downgrade to a free version of the card to preserve the credit line. So for example, you could downgrade like a Marriott Bonvoy Boundless card down to the Marriott Bonvoy Bold card if you're not using the free night certificate every year. So here's a retention offer script that might help you to get some extra points with your different credit card companies. This is another really good low effort, high reward type of thing if it works out. So what you'll want to do is call up your credit card company or open a chat window and say, hey, could you let me know when my annual fee is due? And then they'll tell you when. Then you just say, thanks. I'm trying to decide if I should keep the card open for another year. I like these benefits on the card, but I do have some other cards that offer similar benefits, so not really sure if I can justify the annual fee on this one. Could you check if they have any retention offers that would make it easier for me to decide whether or not to keep this card? The agent will probably counter with, oh, but here's why the card is so great, you should keep it anyway. And you just say, yeah, that's true, but I'm just spending a lot on annual fees right now between a lot of different cards I have, so not really sure if I want to keep this one open for another year. Could you check if there are any retention offers available? Don't just say that you want to cancel the card. Don't try to bluff them. Just say that you're thinking about it. If there's no retention offer and you don't want to close the card, just say you need more time to think about it. Say don't close the card for now. You do not want to bluff them. You especially do not want to bluff an AI chatbot. You don't want to just say cancel my card or like do this or else I want to cancel my card. And then they cancel the card when you really just wanted a retention offer, because then you look silly trying to and that is a sad day. Just say you're thinking about it. Don't actually bluff and say you're going to cancel the card. If there's no retention offer available and you want to churn the card because you want to get the sign-up bonus again, there are certain things to keep in mind. So you can't continuously do this like people were doing in the olden days. With Chase Sapphire cards, you can only get the sign-up bonus every 48 months or so. With most other Chase cards, you can churn every 24 months. And with Amex cards, unless you're getting some kind of no lifetime language offer, you usually can't churn them. So here's an example of a churning strategy. Let's say that you open a Chase Sapphire Preferred in year one, and then in year two, you open a Chase Freedom Flex, and then a Chase Freedom Unlimited. And then in year five, after it's been 48 months since you got that first Chase Sapphire Preferred signup bonus, you can downgrade your Chase Sapphire Preferred to a Chase Freedom Flex or Chase Freedom Unlimited, because you can have more than one of those. And then you want to wait about 30 days, then open a new Chase Sapphire Preferred and get a new signup bonus that way. And then the last strategy we'll talk about with the low effort, high rewards thing is the built rent day offers again. Sometimes, like I mentioned, they are low effort, low reward, but sometimes they're low effort, high reward. Like in the past, they've just given out free United Silver status just by downloading the app and signing up for the promo. They've given out free Hyatt Explorer status with a status challenge to Globalist for 20 nights. And they've given out transfer bonuses to airlines like Virgin Atlantic or Air France, Emirates, and a few other ones where there was up to 150% transfer bonus, which is huge. So checking the Built app on the first of every month is another great way to get some really high rewards with not too much effort.
I hope you found those tutorials useful. Suggestions for future topics are always welcome. In the meantime, if you enjoyed this video, I think you'll enjoy this video next.